The Kansas City School District asked for temporary provisional accreditation. The State Board of Education didn't give it, didn't vote on it. Board President Peter Hirschend said there just hadn't been enough progress long enough.
It's like a baseball team having a winning streak of one.
Kansas City Superintendent Stephen Green kept a positive attitude, but still worried that paying the expenses on kids who want to transfer out of the district would cost a bundle.
The potential dollar figure that we've looked at is somewhere between $60 million and $120 to $150 million that would have an impact on our budget.
In recognition of his efforts and progress to date, Dr. Green got a five-year contract extension. School Board President Eric Leonard West said,
looking at what kind of a district do we want to create 5 years from now, not just something concerned with the affairs of yesterday.
Green's contract extension is for $250,000 a year plus a bonus. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker was appointed special prosecutor to investigate whether charges should have been filed in the alleged rape of a Maryville high schooler. The prosecutor promptly assured the public,
"This case will be thoroughly reviewed. Our review of this case will be without fear and without favor."
But politics got into this too much, really.
In what way did it?
Well, there was a lot of strings pulled, I think, on the deal.
Opined Gary Ailey of Maryville at a Tuesday evening rally of supporters of the teen who said she was sexually assaulted by the grandson of a former state senator. The Kansas City Charter Review Commission finalized the basics of its proposal, including increasing the number of council districts, eliminating at-large seats, and giving the mayor more power. Commission member Jim Rice doubted whether those changes would ever make a ballot.
I find it difficult to see how that is going to get past the council and onto a ballot, because every one of the eight council people that were interviewed by the Citizens Association strongly opposed that particular provision. Only one of the eight supported the change in the district composition.
Likely to go to the voters is moving city elections from February and March to April and June. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon promised school funding improvement in his next year's budget, both for higher ed and K through 12.
My budget for fiscal year 2015 will include a real investment in our K through 12 classrooms and make a significant down payment on my commitment to fully fund the foundation formula before I am done as your governor.
Nixon also reversed his decision to toughen Missouri requirements to get food stamps. Wrapping up the week, the Missouri Department of Corrections announced still another choice of execution drug and announced that its supplier would remain a secret. The Chiefs continued their community-elating winning streak and were the only undefeated team in the NFL. And MU's Gridiron Squad also kept up its string of victories, but the NCAA suspended MU basketball coach Frank Haith for 5 games, for failure to monitor and control illegal recruiting activities in his previous job at Miami. This is KCUR.